Welcome to the show Business Rumbler, where we discuss and learn new skills, mindsets, and other useful tools on how to start and operate a business. My goal on this podcast is to make business education accessible to everyone and to create a business community that will help cultivate an entrepreneurial mentality and mindset for anyone interested. While you're listening to this podcast, I recommend you make some notes. It's better if you have access to paper and pen. However, if you prefer making notes on your phone or tablet, that's perfect as well. If you get lost or overloaded, you can always refer to the transcript of each episode. For those of you who are experienced enough to find this episode quite basic, I recommend you to stick to the sequence anyway, because the complexity will gradually increase over time. In today's discussion, we will elaborate on the term franchise. We will explore the key metrics to consider when purchasing one and explaining why franchising is a straightforward way to extend and expand across a market. Today, we're diving into the franchise business model, a subject that offers both opportunities and challenges depending on how you approach it. For new entrepreneurs, buying a franchise reduces the risks of starting a business. Instead of building from scratch, franchisees use a proven model and well-known brand, giving them a strong start. On the other hand, running a franchise offers a unique way to grow, especially if you have a profitable and scalable model. For those wanting to expand quickly without the usual challenges, franchising is the great option. It helps you spread out your brand to new markets, with franchisees investing their own resources to grow your business. But let's not overlook the flip side. For new entrepreneurs who want to start their journey with a franchise, this model can serve as a solid foundation for gaining essential business skills. When you buy into a franchise, you're essentially paying for the blueprint of a successful business, one that has been tested, refined, and proven to work. This blueprint covers everything from marketing strategies to operational processes, giving you a significant head start compared to starting business from scratch. However, there is a cost to this advantage. The price you pay for avoiding these countless mistakes that plague new businesses comes in the form of franchise fees, ongoing royalties, and sometimes stringent operational guidelines set by franchisor. These fees can be substantial, and the rules you must follow can feel restrictive, particularly if you're the type of entrepreneur who likes to innovate and put your own spin on the things. But for many, this is a fair trade-off for the reduced risks and the support that comes with being part of an established brand. Now, let's talk about why franchising is particularly effective for those with a scalable business model. If your business has a concept that works well in one location, and you can replicate that success in different markets with minimal adaptation, franchising might be your best option. The scalability of your business is key here. The more easily your model can be duplicated, the more attractive it would be for potential franchisees. They are looking for a business that can step into and operate with a high probability of success. And your job as a franchisor is to provide them with the tools, training, and support they need to make that happen. For those starting out, entering into a franchise agreement means you can focus more on executing a well-established plan rather than spending years learning through trial and error. This model is particularly valuable for individuals who may not have extensive business experience but eager to learn. The franchisor's support, which often includes training programs, marketing assistance, and operational guidance, can accelerate your learning curves, allowing you to develop the skills necessary to run a successful business. But remember, the success of a franchise also depends on how well you adhere to the franchisor's system. The consistency of the brand across different locations is crucial, and this often means sticking closely to the established guidelines. Deviation from the system can not only hurt your franchise, but also impact the brand as a whole. This is why franchisors are so insistent on maintaining a standard of operations across all locations. In conclusion, franchising is a business model that offers a dual advantage. rapid scalability for those with a successful scalable model, and structured, supportive environment for those new to entrepreneurship. While it comes with its own set of challenges and costs, the benefits, particularly the ability to avoid many common startups' mistakes, make it an appealing option for many. Whether you are looking to expand your existing business or start a new venture with a safety net, the franchise model is worth considering as a viable path to success. So now, let's dive deeper into the key terminology of franchising, starting with the franchise itself. A franchise is a business model where an established company, known as the franchisor, grants the right to operate a business using its name, branding, and systems to another party called the franchisee. This arrangement allows franchisees to benefit from a proven business concept and the franchisor's support, providing a structured pathway to success. The franchisor is the legal entity behind this model. This organization owns the original business concept and is responsible for developing and maintaining the franchise system. The franchisor provides training, marketing materials, and ongoing assistance to franchisees, ensuring that they are following to consistent operational standards. For example, a popular fast food chain acting as the franchisor supplies detailed procedure for food preparation, customer service, and marketing strategies to its franchisees. In contrast, the franchisee is the individual or group investing in the franchise system. They purchase the rights to operate a business under the franchisor's brand and benefit from its established reputation and business model. The franchisee must follow the franchisor's guidelines and typically pays an initial franchise fee along with ongoing royalties. For instance, someone opening a new coffee shop under a well-known brand is a franchisee. They adhere to the franchisor's procedures and standards while leveraging the established market presence. To formalize this agreement, the franchise agreement, in other words, is essential. This legal document details the terms and conditions between the franchisor and franchisee, including rights and obligations, initial fees, ongoing royalties, and operational standards. The franchise agreement ensures clarity and helps prevent disputes by specifying the required initial investment, ongoing payments, and adherence to operational and branding guidelines. Franchise fee and royalty fee are key components of this agreement. The franchise fee is the upfront payment made by the franchisee to obtain the rights to operate the business. This fee covers access to the franchisor's brand, system, and support. In contrast, the royalty fee is an ongoing payment, usually a percentage of the franchisee's revenue, that supports the franchisor's continued support and brand maintenance. For example, franchisee might pay a one-time franchise fee to open a new location and then continue to pay monthly a royalty fee based on their sales. Another very important term is territory. It's very crucial. A territory defines the geographical area where a franchisee can operate, ensuring exclusivity and minimizing competition from other franchisees of the same brand. This exclusivity protects the franchisee's investment and market share. For example, a franchise agreement might grant a franchisee exclusive rights to operate within a specific city, preventing other franchisees from opening new locations in that region. And now we're coming to the moment when we need to clarify a brand standards. Brand standards are the guidelines that franchisees must follow to maintain consistency across all franchise locations. These standards cover various aspects of the business, including product quality, store appearance, and customer service practices. Adhering to these standards ensures that customers receive a consistent experience regardless of which franchise location is visited. For instance, a fast food franchise may require all locations to use the same recipes, uniform design, and store layout to ensure that every customer has a similar experience. And now we can talk about operational manual. Operational manual work conjointly with brand standards. The operational manual is a comprehensive guide provided by the franchisor detailing every aspect of running the franchise. It includes procedures, policies, and best practices for operating the business. The operational manual serves as a reference for franchisees to understand how to manage their franchise effectively and comply with the franchisor's standards. For example, the manual might include detailed instruction on food preparation, employee management, and customer service protocols, helping franchisees maintain consistency and quality across all locations. By connecting these terms, you can clearly see how each element of franchising interrelates, creating a structured framework for both franchisors and franchisees to follow. Now, let's discuss what exactly you need to do before buying a franchise. So, before you dive into buying a franchise, there are several crucial steps to ensure you are making a well-informed decision. And here's what you need to do. First one is to perform self-assessment. Starting a business, whether a franchise or standalone, requires a deep understanding of your motivations and capabilities. Ask yourself, do you possess the essential skills for business management, such as team leadership and conflict resolution? Are you clear on your financial status and whether it meets the franchisee's requirements? Reflect on whether you are looking for a full-time commitment or a side venture. Also, consider if you are comfortable following a set of business model or you prefer more creative freedom. Second comes research franchise opportunities. Finding the right franchise involves thorough research. Assess your interests, financial status, and desired level of responsibility. Narrow down your choices and delve deeply into each franchisee's business model, track record, and requirements. Talk to current franchisees about their experiences, including financial performance and support from the franchisor. A franchise broker can also assist in this process to match you with the right opportunity. Third one, you need to analyze location metrics. Evaluating the success of existing franchise locations is crucial. Look at the correlation between locations that are performing well and those that have closed. Understanding these patterns can reveal valuable insights into the franchise's operational challenges and market potential. It helps you to evaluate the stability and potential risks associated with the franchise, informing your decisions on whether to proceed. Number four, it's going to be way better if you attend franchise expos and trade shows. It might be anything, such as Great American Franchise Expo. These kind of events usually offer a unique opportunity to engage directly with the franchisors and industry experts. These kind of events provide networking opportunities, educational seminars on franchise law and financing, and a chance to explore franchises across various industries and investment levels. Number five, you need to review the franchise disclosure document, or FDD. The FDD, or the franchise disclosure document, is the key resource that provides a comprehensive overview of the franchise system. Here's a breakdown of what the FDD usually includes. Franchise history. That section details the background of the franchisor, including its business experience, ownership structure, and any changes in management. Fees and costs. That section usually outlines all initial and ongoing fees required to operate the franchise. These include franchise fees, royalty payments, and any additional costs for marketing and operational requirements. Another important section is financial performance. The FDD provides historical financial performance data for existing franchise units. This section helps you to understand the potential profitability of the franchise and assess its financial viability. FDD is supposed to include litigation history and franchisees' obligations as well. So, litigation history, this section discloses any legal disputes or litigations involving the franchisor, which could impact the business. And franchisee obligations, it specifies what is expected of franchisees, including adherence to operational standards and other responsibilities. Carefully reviewing the FDD allows you to understand the franchisee's goals, legal and financial obligations. Consulting a franchise attorney can help you interpret the document's legal terminology and ensure that you fully grasp the terms and conditions. This step is crucial for evaluating the franchise's transparency and understanding the extent of your commitments. And now we are coming to the step number 6. What do you need to do before you buy a franchise? Conduct due diligence. Thoroughly research the franchisor's reputation and financial stability. Seek feedback from both current and former franchisees, and carefully assess the risks and benefits of the franchise opportunity. This step is crucial for making a well-informed decision. Step number 7. Evaluate costs and financial projections. Understand the financial requirements, including initial fees, royalties, and ongoing costs. Perform a detailed financial analysis to assess a long-term feasibility and return on investment. This includes evaluating equipment costs, marketing expenses, revenue projections, and many, many other things. Step number 8. It's going to be way better for you if you visit existing locations. Visiting current franchise locations allows you to observe operations, customer traffic, and employee performance. This hands-on assessment can provide valuable insights into the franchise's effectiveness and brand strength. Step number 9. Understand training and support. Assess the training and support offered by the franchisor. This step usually includes initial training, ongoing support, resources, and tools. If we talk about initial training, the depth and quality of the training program covering all aspects of running the franchise. If we're going about ongoing support, this is the level of continued support, including operational guidance, marketing assistance, and troubleshooting. And if we talk about resources and tools, assess the resources that helps in daily operations and long-term growth, which are provided by franchisor. Effective training and support are crucial for your success as a franchisee. They help you to ensure you are well prepared to manage the business and handle any challenges that may arise. And number 10, consider location and territory. Ensure that there is a suitable location available for your franchise. Each franchise has specific criteria for selecting a site. So understand any territorial restrictions and evaluate factors like market demand, competition, and demographics before making a decision. Taking all these steps will help you make a well-informed choice and increase your chances of franchise success. Now, let's talk about the pros and cons of buying a franchise. First, there is a proven concept. When you buy into a franchise, you are not starting from scratch. You are stepping into a business model that is being tested and refined. You have access to data, and more importantly, you can talk to existing franchisees. They have already navigated the challenges and can offer insights that will help you to avoid common pitfalls. Next is the brand recognition. This is particularly valuable in a competitive market. Consumers trust brands they know, and with a franchise, you are leveraging that trust. It's a huge advantage for attracting new customers. Imagine you are traveling and need a quick breakfast. You're more likely to opt for Dunkin' or Starbucks because you know exactly what you're getting. This familiarity drives traffic through your doors without need for having marketing on your end. Franchising also allows you to enter a new industry without needing to go back to school or undergo extensive training. Whether it's fitness, beauty, or education, the franchisors usually provide the necessary knowledge and support. This opens doors that might have otherwise been closed due to lack of experience. Speaking of support, that's another significant benefit. Franchisors offer ongoing training programs that may help you with the lease negotiations and even administrative support. This backing gives you the confidence to focus on running the business rather than getting bogged down by every operational detail. Corporate partnerships are another huge advantage. Franchisors often negotiate deals that franchisees can take advantage of, whether it's discount on supplies or being automatically approved as a vendor. These partnerships can significantly reduce your operational costs, increasing your profit marginally. Then there is a matter of risk reduction. Every business comes with risks, but franchising offers you a structured environment that mitigates many of them. With a proven system in place and support from the franchisor, your chances of success are higher compared to going it alone. Finally, there is the built-in network. Owning a franchise often feels like being part of a larger community. Many franchisors host mastermind groups or annual conferences where franchisees can collaborate, share best practices, and build relationships. This network is valuable as you're navigating through the challenges of business ownership. However, it is not that smooth as it may look like, so let's look at these advantages of buying a franchise. Because there are definitely some downsides to consider. The first one is the franchise fee. Upfront costs can be substantial. It may vary depends on the franchisor, industry, country, and other metrics you may consider. And most of the time, it might be quite significant investment. But it covers the system, brand, and support that you are buying into. Then there are the royalties. Most franchises charge a percentage of your revenue, typically between 5 and 15%. While this fee supports ongoing operations and brand marketing, it is a continuous expense that eats into your profit. Creative control is another area where you will need to adjust your expectations. Franchisors have strict guidelines that must be followed. If you're the type of person who likes to innovate and make changes on the fly, this could be frustrating. You are expected to stick to the script, so to speak, which can feel quite restrictive. Additionally, territory limitations can be a drawback. Franchises come with defined territories, and this can limit your expansion opportunities. If neighboring territories are already taken, your growth potential might be stifled unless you planned ahead with a multi-location agreement. Lastly, there is the issue of bad press. What happens in one location can affect the entire brand, including your franchise. If another franchisee or the corporate office makes a mistake, the resulting bad publicity can impact your business, even if you are doing everything right. In summary, I would like to say, franchising offers you a way to scale quickly and with reduced risk, but it's not without its limitations. The structured environment provides a safety net, but it also requires you to play by the rules. It is crucial to assess these pros and cons carefully to determine if franchising aligns with your business goals and your personal style. In next episode, we are going to discuss franchising as well, but from point of scaling a profitable business.
If you're enjoying or learning from this podcast, please subscribe on both Spotify and Apple. A 5-star review would be a wonderful way to support us. If you have any questions, feel free to email us at the address mentioned in the description. This is Levi, signing off.